Practical Magic, Disc 4.
Clairvoyance. If a woman is in trouble, she should always wear blue for protection. Blue shoes or a blue dress, a sweater the color of a robin's egg or a scarf the shade of heaven, a thin satin ribbon carefully threaded through the white lace hem of a slip. Any of these will do. But if a candle burns blue, that's something else entirely. That's no luck at all, for it means there's a spirit in your house. And if the flame should flicker, then grow stronger each time the candle is lit, the spirit is settling in. Its essence is wrapping around the furniture and the floorboards. It's claiming the cabinets and the closets, and will soon be rattling windows and doors. Sometimes it takes a good while before anyone in a house realizes what has happened. People want to ignore what they can't understand. They're looking for logic at any cost. A woman can easily think she's silly enough to misplace her earrings every single night. She can convince herself that a stray wooden spoon is the reason the dishwasher is constantly jamming, and that the toilet keeps flooding because of faulty pipes. When people snipe at each other, when they slam doors in each other's faces and call each other names, when they can't sleep at night because of guilt and bad dreams, and the very act of falling in love makes them sick to their stomach instead of giddy and joyful, then it's best to consider every possible cause for so much bad fortune. If Sally and Jillian had been on speaking terms, instead of avoiding each other in the hall and at the supper table, where one would not even ask the other to pass the butter or the rolls or the peas, they would have discovered as July wore on, with white heat and silence, that they were equally unlucky. The sisters could turn on a lamp, leave the room for a second, and return to complete darkness. They could start their cars, drive half a block, and discover they'd run out of gas, even if there'd been nearly a full tank just hours before. When either sister stepped into the shower, the warm water turned to ice, as though someone had played with a faucet. Milk would curdle as it was poured from the container. Toast burned. Letters the postman had carefully delivered were torn in half, and their edges turned black, like an old withered rose. Before long, each sister was losing whatever was most important to her. One morning, Sally awoke to find that the photograph of her daughters, which she always kept on her bureau, had disappeared from its silver frame. The diamond earrings the aunts had given to her on her wedding day were no longer in her jewelry box. She searched her entire bedroom and still couldn't find them anywhere. The bills she was supposed to pay before the end of the month, once in a neat pile on the kitchen counter, seemed to be gone, although she was convinced she'd written out the checks and sealed all the envelopes.